30 May, 1893. Question by Deputy Abdullah Atam. My first question is on mercy without recompense, which means that mercy is shown without any regard to the demands of justice. In this regard, the first question is whether the attributes of justice and truth can be freely manifested. That is to say, this restriction no longer applies to them that they not be manifested, like if justice was done or not, truth prevailed or not. The objection in this, if it were so, is, who then would be the guardian of God's holiness? And are mercy and goodness bound to be manifested? And the objection in this is that if they are so required to be manifested, then will this not be by way of a loan advanced that must be repaid? My second question is, that so long as whatever of sin remains, then in what way can the sinner attain salvation? Now, there are three means of salvation mentioned in the Holy Quran. Firstly, that if you save yourself from the major sins, then the minor sins will be forgiven out of mercy. Secondly, if the weight of the bad deeds will not be greater than that of the good deeds, then you will be eligible for mercy. Thirdly, that justice in comparison to mercy becomes relieved from its duty. In other words, mercy prevails over justice. In the first two instances, the principle that has been laid down is that partial payment suffices for the whole, while in the third, the principle that has been shown is that the manifestation of justice is not essential, but that mercy must perforce come into play. In both these principles mentioned above, is anything stated against the obvious or not? Because recompense for justice was not done, and this is mercy without recompense, which renders two divine attributes deficient, that is to say, justice and truth. We wait for the gentleman's reply to this, and the answer should explain if both these principles are manifestly true or not, or if these are truths or not, but the recompense is paid, and the attributes remain established. There is no need for me to state anything further in this regard. I hope that just as these, my questions, are brief, the answers too shall similarly be brief. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.